Muhammad Nasser Mohamed NASSER dictating for Dr. Tamim Muhammad, date of service is January 22, 2013. Patient name is Tony Sanders, T-O-N-E-Y space S-A-N-D-E-R-S. Date of birth is 1.
Is your friend?
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
Fadi hair.
Yeah.
This is Bashar.
Oh! You know Bashar?
Bashar.
Bashar who?
We used to call him Bashar, He's my classmate, both of them.
He's your Daniel?
1-5-1963.
Yeah,
primary care physician.
In Army.
In Pakistan? No, no, in Jordan. He went
oh.
Dr. Karnik, K A R N I K. 2051 West Grand Boulevard, Detroit, Michigan, 48208.
What's your name?
Muhammad.
Next paragraph, cardiology clinical. Next paragraph, reason for visit, new consult. Next paragraph, dear colleagues. We have the pleasure of seeing Mr. Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S, with a past medical history significant for diabetes mellitus and hypertension. He came in to our clinic today as a new consult. Period. Next paragraph, on today's visit, Mr. Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S, is a very pleasant 50-year-old.
He's a
50-year-old African American male.
Yeah, I have a friend at the
Yeah, he went back to Jordan and they required
presenting to the office with
I had a friend whose name was Tariq.
Registernal chest pain.
So he was in
period patient describes it as a dull achy pain that increases with exertion. Period. Patient states that it gets better with rest. Period. Patient also states that he has episodes of dizziness with any type of exertion. Period. Patient states that after walking a block or so, he feels these episodes of dizziness or syncope. Period. Patient also states that he has leg pain bilaterally that increases with movement and states that it gets worse at night. Patient states that when he elevates his legs, the pain alleviates. Period. Next paragraph, best medical history include 1, diabetes mellitus, 2, hypertension. Period. Next paragraph, surgical history, non-contributory. Period. Next paragraph, social history. Patient states that he smokes marijuana once in a while. Period. But denies any alcohol use or intravenous drug use. Period. Next paragraph. Family history. Significant for coronary disease in his grandfather and hypertension in his grandfather. Period. Next paragraph. Allergies. Patient has no known drug allergies. Period. Next paragraph. For medications.
She's
selling
like a canary.
One verapamil. Next number, lovastatin. Next number, lisinopril. Next number, atenolol.
For a student.
25 milligrams.
Eat up a pie, he eats it himself.
What?
Next number, ER 240 milligrams. Next number, hydrochlorothiazide. 10/12.5 milligrams. Period. Next paragraph. Physical examination. On today's visit, vital signs are blood pressure in the right arm was 155/112. Blood pressure in the left arm was 160/117. Pulse in the left arm was 89. Pulse in the right was 98. Weight was 235 pounds. Height was 5'9". BMI is 34.7. Period. Please cut and paste normal physical exam template. Period. Next paragraph.
Are we done? Are we done?
Diagnostic investigations. One EKG. Done on January 22, 2013. Showed normal sinus rhythm with the R rate of 91 BPM. Overall assessment was normal. Period. Thanks.
Thanks, man.
Alright, man.
I'll see you later.
They cracked me with the new patient, bro.
I'm going to the library.
Alright, next paragraph, assessment plan. One, coronary artery disease screening.
If you're seeing the patient, I'm leaving.
Patient. On today's visit, patient complains of retrosternal chest pain that increases with exertion. Also, leg pain increases with exertion. On today's visit, we have scheduled the patient. Today's visit, we scheduled a patient for a stress test to rule out any ischemic changes and to rule out any coronary disease, period. Patient is to follow up in the office after these exam has been taken place. Period. Next number, hypertension. On today's visit, patient's blood pressure was 155 over 112 in the right arm and 160 over 117 in the left arm. Patient was scheduled for a 2D echocardiogram to rule out any valvular dysfunction.
Why? Is it because it's cheap?
It's not cheap. It's like
they have, their university would have.
But now when you graduated, they made a totally separate poster for them.
And the patient is to follow up with the office to review these results. Here's next number. Peripheral vascular disease screening. Patient on today's visit has been complaining of lower leg pain that increases with exertion and states that the pain alleviates when his legs are elevated. Period. A venous vessel-mography at PL. ETHSMOGRAPHY has been ordered to rule any DVT risks or edema. Period. Patient is to follow up.
Pakistan and India, yeah? A part of it is with Pakistan, a part with, like, it's disputed, so.
Patient is to follow up at the office to review these results. Period. Patient is also advised
if you see Pakistani child, they will say it's a disputed territory.
To restrict from a patient is advised to be on a low fat, low salt diet. Period. Next number.
It's in the northmost part of Indian
peripheral artery disease.
All the river, it's like the Himalayan range.
On today's visit, patient is complaining of lower leg pain that increases with any type of movement. A segmental ABI has been ordered to rule out any claudication.
So it was like the population with the most, the ethnic group which has the majority in some area, Delhi constitute that country.
Period. Patient is to follow up.
Muslim population.
So with the office within 3 weeks to go over these results.
Alright. Now Kashmir was 93% Muslim population. But the ruler was
next number. Diabetes mellitus. On today's visit, the patient's blood glucose was reported. Lastly, on 12/28/2012, stating that his blood glucose was at 245. Period. Patient states that his HbA1c is at 8.4. That was recorded a month and a half ago. Period.
Before that, it was all
in India.
This clearly states that his diabetes is uncontrolled, and he is to follow up with his primary care physician in regards to this matter. Period. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Mr. Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R. Our phone number has been provided for him to call with any questions or concerns. We will see Mr. Sanders back in 3 weeks to assess the results of his procedures. Very meanwhile, he is instructed to continue to see his primary care physician. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Mohammed Nasser, MOHAMMEDNASSER, dictating for Dr. Tamam Mohammed with all board certifications. This is the end of the patient. Thank you.